Trump to expand ICE detention space for criminal illegals while Democrats go all in for sanctuary policies. By John Binder on March 13, 2025. President Donald Trump is looking to hugely expand the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE detention capacity to hold more criminal illegal aliens. Jobs at the detention center will be filled with Teamsters union members, but that has not stopped Democrats from protesting in opposition. Late last month, ICE officials announced the imminent reopening of the Delaney Hall Detention Center in Newark, New Jersey, a sanctuary jurisdiction. The detention center will have the capacity to hold up to 1,000 criminal illegal aliens for the agency. This detention center is the first to open under the new administration, then-acting ICE Director Kayla Vitello said, noting that the detention center's proximity to Newark Liberty International Airport makes it a prime location for ICE. The detention center will help facilitate the timely processing of individuals in our custody as we pursue President Trump's mandate to arrest, detain, and remove illegal aliens from our communities, Vitello said. Reopening of the facility is critical for ICE as the agency is maxed out on detention space to hold criminal illegal aliens, with more than 47,000 beds filled today. Democrats and their allies in the mass migration lobby are continuing to stand by sanctuary policies. Most notable is Newark Mayor Raz Baraka, D, who is currently running for New Jersey governor in a crowded Democrat field. Baraka has suggested that he could stop the reopening of Delaney Hall, stating that without satisfying city property use requirements, inspections, and permits, Delaney Hall cannot lawfully open in Newark at this time. Regardless of the process, an immigrant detention center is not welcomed here, Baraka said. ICE's stated intention to round up criminals is a thin veil that does not conceal their scheme to violate people's rights, desecrate the Constitution, and disassemble our democracy. Senators Cory Booker, DNJ, and Andy Kim, DNJ, have both denounced the reopening of the detention center as well. Reopening Delaney Hall won't secure the border or fix our immigration system. We need to focus on solutions, not padding the pockets of corporations, Kim said of the planned reopening. This week, mass migration activists with Make the Road New Jersey, Wind of the Spirit, and New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice protested outside Delaney Hall demanding the facility stay closed. Baraka seemingly joined the activists with a press conference and called Trump a criminal. When ICE came and raided the fish market in the city of Newark, they asked people for their papers under the guise of looking for criminals. Baraka said, but I have to tell them they don't have to go too far to look for criminals. They just need to go to the Oval Office because there's a criminal in the Oval Office, he added. As part of a plan to reverse former President Joe Biden's policies, the Trump administration could quickly expand ICE detention space by reopening shuttered prisons that had long contracted with the Bureau of Prisons, BOP. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.